Good evening, Patriots. It's Friday night. We've actually made it through a whole week without any of us dying from some horrors of the deep state like they keep promising us that we will, especially since most of us here, or hopefully all of us here, are unjabbed. So that's a good thing. So one of the things that we're going to talk about tonight is just kind of hope and faith and reality. I was just over at the board on George.com. And it's amazing the number of comments over there that are people talking about how they're losing faith. Before we do that, real quick, Expedition Coffee, XPED, Expedition Coffee, or you can go to bardsfm.com/coffee. It's a healthy-based coffee. It is intended to spark your energy, keep you going, and help build your immune system. It was developed in part by Dr. Eric Napudi, and this formula has been specifically branded for Expedition Coffee, which is sold exclusively here. This is all part of a bigger vision that we're rolling out slowly over the next few weeks, of a health triad to help continue to boost your immune system, especially as we head into what our good friend Dr. Fauci has said, that if we don't get injected, we're going to face a dark winter. Well, he's going to be disappointed, because we're going to keep our immune system strong. And so Expedition Coffee, you can go to bardsfm.com/coffee or XPEDITION, expeditioncoffee.com. You can get your coffee there. It's 30 servings per container. It's an instant coffee, which, as a coffee drinker, I'll tell you, I was very suspicious of, but I love it. I drink one cup of coffee a day now. It's always in the morning, and it just helps. It keeps me going all day. I don't get peaks and valleys. It's a steady, just steady, constant boost in everything I do, mind clarity, focus, the whole thing. So highly recommend it. For those of you that are Bard's Fest, you hopefully had a chance to taste it. Everybody that I've talked to said it tastes great. So also, Mike Lindell and his great company, MyPillow, he is a patriot, a Christian, continues to just fight for this nation. They have great products, and that alone is enough. It should be enough, but it's so much more, because he gives so much to this nation. And his company is just focused on keeping America free and keeping America constitutionally based with God on the throne above us. He's got some great specials going on right now. You head on over to mypillow.com. Mypillow.com. Scroll on down on the front page to the radio listeners box. They've got Help Save Our Country and Fix 2021st Elections Yard Signs right now. You can get free shipping with your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. My Slippers, 50% off with your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Six-piece My Pillow Towel Set, for instead of $109.99, it's down to $39.99 with your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Doggy beds, you can get them as low as $19.99 with your promo code BARDS, B-A-R-D-S. Guys, I'm telling you, if you don't have a dog and your wife buys a doggy bed, look out, something's coming. But great products, and I use many of them, and I'll continue to use them. This is a good time to buy Christmas presents as well. Someone just said sheets are amazing. Yes, they are. The Giza sheets are incredible. So there you go, a couple great products. And then when you're looking under the, when you scroll under each podcast, at the bottom you're going to see there a really neat reference to something called Coming Home by Brian Kahenic. And that's you can click on that link and you can pick up his album, which he did just for Bard's Fest, which is just awesome. It's a great album, and amazingly talented musician, and with God in his heart and country in front of him. So he loves our country, and he's a good man to support. So there you go. So, you know, I was giving some thought this evening to a lot of just where we are. And I took a cruise over to George News live chat, which they do every Friday night. And just, I drop in once in a while to say hello to Patriots over there and see what's going on. And there's a, they always have a nice photo montage that they put together for Patriots, and they keep the chat open so people can just chat away. But I was really surprised at the number of people that were posting how they were having trouble and struggling with keeping their faith. And, you know, as I kind of went through that, I was thinking about that. I was kind of encouraging people. I don't like to bomb their site with like, go to Bards FM. That's not real cool. But, you know, where I can encourage them a little bit, maybe to come over here. But a lot of the reason that that's happening is people are getting looped into the headlines and trying to find the hope and the answers to what's going on. And the answer is really simple. You're never going to find it there. We're not going to find the hope, and we're not going to find the truth by the very people that are one side that's trying to crush us and kill us. I mean, that's the evil. And then on the other side, you've got this kind of it's a deeply covert and decentralized organization that no one really knows exactly who's in charge, because I don't think anyone specifically is in charge, because that's what makes it so strong. It's what Cliff High refers to as a self-organizing community. This is literally decentralized networks is what we're dealing with. So on one side, us, the good guys, are all building decentralized networks, which are amazingly resilient. So as an example, the BEAT ads here are all part of a decentralized network that you're also part of other decentralized networks, depending on who you follow. And you know, some people are very committed to election fraud. Some people are very committed to medical tyranny. We here are committed really to faith and knowledge built around this sovereignty model of county by county, which I've been going through very systematically this week and through next week, and we'll continue that for the next couple of weeks. So these decentralized and organic communities, which are kind of cropped up, are impossible to put down, because every time you put one down, it erupts with more. But when people are not realizing that, what they're doing is they're looking to headlines, they're looking at locations, they're asking for what to do. I was reading tonight on George, and I'm not criticizing anybody that was over there, but it was just comments like, George, what do we do now? What should we be doing? Well, it shouldn't be difficult where we begin this conversation. What you should be doing is beginning your day on your knees. What you should be doing is praying each day and having those open conversations with God. And when I say open conversations, I do mean that. Like, find a quiet place to go and just talk out loud to God. I mean, it's like this funny thing that somehow prayer is supposed to be private and silent. I don't know where that comes from. I mean, when I want to have a conversation with God, I have a conversation with God. And I don't know if he's here. I don't know if he's going to respond to me. I would say it this way. I don't know how he's going to respond to me, but he'll respond. It may come in a dream. It may come in an insight. It may come as something somebody says. You're like, wow, that was strange. I just like came out of nowhere. There's all sorts of ways that God speaks to us. It may not even be human. It might be a bird that flies by and like, wow, that's incredible. In that moment, you get an epiphany. I don't know. So that problem that we see out here with the public that's like, I'm losing faith, it really isn't difficult. And that's kind of part of our walk right now, is to make sure that we can encourage people to do that. That's the one powerful thing we can do, is like, and keep your faith. Just get with God and have faith. Talk to him. And, you know, I mentioned this the other night. I see this so much in the Patriot reporting too. You know, the various Telegram channels, and we go from these extremes of like one side's like everything's in the White Hat's control, this is all being engineered, and we have to people. I love this comment. This really irritates me totally. It's like, well, in war people have to die, and I'm like, there is not one person that has ever said that's been in war and put their foot in a pile of goo that used to be a human body. And that just, that statement is one of the most callous and stupid statements ever. And it happens all the time on these ridiculous hopium channels in the Patriot side. It's always like, oh, people have to die. Nonsense. Unfortunately, many people are going to die. But that sure as heck isn't God's intent. And God didn't like, hey, let me see what I can do to wake them up. How about if we let a whole bunch of them die and that'll be the way they wake up? What is really at the core of that is people turn their back to God. They're not listening to God. They're not putting faith in God. And there's a consequence for their action. I would not want to be the guy sitting in the chair having to make a decision on how to save humanity when a large percentage of humanity has its head inverted up its butt and has turned its back on God and won't listen to anything other than what the news media is telling them. And unfortunately, there's a whole bunch of people out there like that, that every time Fauci says, you need to get a shot, every time a politician says, put on a mask, I mean, they literally just jump. And they live in this fear because the fear becomes the state of normal for them. If you're following Christ in its truest sense, and you're listening to God and your relationship through Christ to the Father, fear is a sin. Let me say that again. Fear is a sin. You can't be afraid because there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, when we consider the walk that Christ made, and as I always look at the way he walked, he kept moving. He didn't stay to be worshiped and have people adorn him with everything. He kept moving. And that means that people were left with the knowledge and he moved on and they had to reflect on it. And knowing very well that many would do nothing with it. That's kind of where we're at. We have to be true to the path and we have to spread the word and we have to try to seed as much as we can and we have to continue to reseed because that's what each of us is doing. We're scattering seeds and many times those seeds are overlapping. But the fact of the matter is we have to continue to seed the field. That's really the main mission we have right now other than building that strength in our community, which is the remnant. And unfortunately, some of these people have moved so far away from God and they don't want to accept that step to God, that the only place they're going to be able to awaken to what's happening is if they suffer a pain or a disaster in their life so severe that they will do one thing like every soldier does that thinks he's an atheist when they start getting shot at. They start praying. I just love that. It's like, oh, really? Yeah, I got closer to God. Wow, there you go. So, faith is that active part of our life. Now, I said something the other night on Brighty on TV, and I guess some people reacted. And I'm going to clarify it a little bit here, because I said I don't believe that once you're saved, you're forever saved. And I don't, because the reason I say that is there's too many people that go through this process to say that you're saved and then it's all done. That's it. Don't worry about it. My job is done. I can do whatever I want. I run into that way too much. Saved and being accepted by God is a process of us constantly working towards being closer to Him daily. It's not a check the box, it's all over. I can go do whatever I want. I can go to the whorehouse. I can surf porn. I can go drink at the bar. I can go judge my neighbor. I can go beat up somebody. I can rape a kid. I don't know what it is, but you don't just get to get it saved and go do what you want. And that is why I say, people that say that you're saved, once saved, it's all done. No, it's not. Your accountability in the way that your accountability to God is a daily process, every day. And that daily repentance before Christ is a critical part of that. That's the power of what we bring as a remnant, to understand that. So much of this nonsense that we are sorting through right now is the distortions of the church. Now, there are some good churches out there. I'm not condemning them all. You know my position on the 501c3. All churches need to drop that one like yesterday, because it's just a con job and it's a sellout to the government. But on a bigger level, there's some great pastors out there that lead some good churches. Obviously, we had a bunch of them at Bardsfest. But as a general rule, the church has taught a very marshmallow, spineless type of Christian faith, which is all about compliance, just be saved, sit in the pew, and just don't make any wakes in life. Well, I wonder what life would have looked like had Christ followed that path. The answer is, he wouldn't have been God's son, and he wouldn't have been completing God's mission as he was intending. Which means that if we are to walk in the body of Christ and we follow that logic, then our walk is to make wakes, is to challenge authority, is to question tyranny, is to question those that are not walking in faith, is to challenge those to become closer to God. And it is, from time to time, to flip tables and pull out the whip. Those examples are in the Bible, not just randomly for like, oh, let's just throw this in there for a little bit of a dramatic action in the story. That's not why they're there. It'd be like saying, let's see, what are we going to do when the walls fall in Joshua? I got an idea. Let's do a plot twist. How about if, just for fun, we just have them slay everybody inside the city, every man, woman, and donkey? No, that's not the way the Bible's written. It might be the way that Tom Clancy writes it, but that wouldn't be the way that God writes it. And the whole process here is to understand that God has infinite patience and love, and God also has wrath. And there is such a thing as evil. So as we reflect on this world, if you want to look at this world through the optics of the modern church and the pew marshmallow, then what you're going to say is, I need to pray for those that think that they do evil, and I know that we'll all get along someday. Well, that's not the way I see the world. And if this offends some, I make no apologies, because both the New Testament, while the New Testament shows Christ keeping moving and making people hold themselves accountable, Christ also does the most devastating of all things. He endures the most wicked of evil, of personal punishment, and never bows. And most of that is the reveal, to show people what they themselves are supporting as he walks alone and the feckless public turns their back on him. In the Old Testament, we see God's wrath, and we remember that Christ asked God to stay his hand, for they know not what they do. In the Old Testament, we see God's wrath. Jericho, Gideon, the flood, a few examples. And so what we're really seeing here is that there is such a thing as evil, and there is such a thing of so much corruption that God can't correct it, and he will just wipe the slate clean. I think that the awakening that we are experiencing right now and this push that we're continuing to see, the growth of faith and prayer, is given hope. And if I was to give a single sign of that hope, it would have been at the end of Bardsfest. And if you all remember what happened, whether you were online or there, it was the rainbow that broke out over our heads. It was a blessing of all blessings. And to me, it was a sign that there were, that he finally had heard the right, and we had finally spoken to God in the way we needed to and shown him our willingness to humble ourselves. And it was the sparing of us. That's me. It's my interpretation. But that should invigorate us and know that there is a winner and a loser in this battle. If you think otherwise, I'm not going to tell you that every single person that took the jab that is sitting here calling for draconian measures against the unvaccinated, all those people that are misguided, delusional, and part of a stupid fascist cult, I'm not going to tell you that every single one of them needs to swing from the gallows. I am going to tell you that every single one of them has to face accountability on that at one point. And I am going to tell you that my personal opinion on what accountability looks like, that means community service or hard labor, one of the two. Because being of that mindset, you need to understand a consequence of that mindset. But I will tell you that those that are deep in the cult that seek to destroy humanity, there is no making peace with those people. That Luciferian order has no interest. They'll lie to you. They'll tell you that they intend to. They'll tell you that they want to be friends and give a hug and we'll all call it good. But they'll lie. Evil at that level that we are now finally witnessing in clear view is the evil that existed within the walls of Jericho. And in the end, you cannot let that evil persist. And that evil will never make friends with you. It'll never tuck you in at bed at night. It'll never come over for a nice friendly dinner without one objective of finding a way to exploit you and kill you at the end. That's who these people are. They revel in the idea of your pain and suffering. They find joy in it. So I'm not one that's going to do this new age happy dance and go, oh, we're all going to get along. And as we move to this new level of awakening, we go to a 4D world, we're all going to smile and there's going to be this great opening of our minds and we're all going to realize who we are. We're all going to hold hands and we're all going to sing Kumbaya and we'll sing the Coca-Cola song of, well, we'll all get together and we'll sit down and we'll drink a bottle of water together and we'll wiggle our toes in the sand and throw flowers in the air and it's all going to be good. That's absolutely nonsense. It's just pure crap, to be honest with you. This evil might act that way to you, but I'll tell you what, the first moment they get to stick a knife in your back, they're going to do it, and they're going to do it through your kidneys, and they're going to pull it out and watch you suffer in massive pain as you die slowly over the next 3 hours, and they're going to sit there and sip their tea and smile because they've done that to you. That's who you're dealing with. An absolute, horrific, pure evil. So, to understand what you're fighting for, you're fighting for the survival of humanity while they are working overtime to eradicate humanity from the face of the earth. Now, I know this might come as a shock to some of the pew sitters or maybe a few of the new agers that are out here, but that type of evil, you're not going to make friends with, just saying, okay? You're not going to change it. You're not going to be able to give them some sort of counseling to socially reform them. It ain't going to happen. This is a level of warfare that one wins and one loses. And I have no intention of losing. Now, this county by county program that we've been talking about over this week and we're going to continue over the next couple of weeks is all centered on reestablishing our center of faith, that rock of faith, and rebuilding our house metaphorically upon that rock of faith and being fearless in our walk forward and building communities that are fearless and at the same time denying the enemy the opportunity to blackmail us with a job, deny us access to food, corrupt the teachings of the Lord through a corporately owned church, destroy our children's minds and bodies with mandatory vaccines and critical race theory teachings in school, sever us from this dependency on hospitals and medical, building community networks where we can work together to ensure each other's health, becoming informed for our community to know how to take specific actions and working together and being very focused and targeted on those objectives, and then stewarding what God gives us and being and working in the principles of conservation to ensure that what God gives us, not only do we steward, but we see to the beauty and glory of what it was intended. That type of lifestyle that we're talking about here is a lifestyle to take us away from this ugliness and evilness of this matrix. We are living within a world right now where scarcity, conflict, anger, hate, fear, brokenheartedness, pain, starvation, homelessness, drug addiction, these are the glorious days for the cabal. They love this. They love to see those images. And they love this idea right now. This is another one I'm very careful on. I've said it. I'm going to encourage you to be careful on as well. They love this idea that patriots are now thinking that every event they go to, that the cabal is going to be there to start aerosolizing and spreading deadly bioweapons to harm them and keep them apart. They love this. They love this fear that they create. Whether they do it or not is irrelevant. And the latest narrative, if you didn't hear, is that DARPA has been working with the Wuhan labs and the Pentagon to aerosolize a nano-based spike protein that they can put in the air and will penetrate your skin. Maybe so. Okay, big deal. This is why I say big deal. My frequency is tied to God, not to them. Their frequency is like putting, it's like, let me compare the two frequencies, okay? One is like taking a bath in an outhouse, jumping into the toilet and jumping into the pit where all the poop and all the pee is, and you take a bath. That's their level of frequency, and that's the world that they want us to live in, okay? God's world is like literally sitting in a forest with a perfect rain under an old growth tree, not getting wet because the tree shelters you, watching the animals move around and being completely free and breathing beautiful air and being able to walk about any way you want. Okay? There's your two worlds. And Emerson Liars, option two, please. Yes, we'll take curtain two. That's right. We'll take the one with the forest, not the one with the poop. Very true. So, you know, if you want to walk in their world, that's where they want to put you. And so they keep giving you these images. This goes back to where I started, which is I'm losing my faith. You're losing your faith because you're reading their nonsense. And the worst part about it is so many patriot news channels repeat their nonsense. So, that, but it gets a different spin. So they say, I can just imagine them doing this. Like, how about if we leak a video that we did a while back where we theorized on the idea of spraying nanotech spike proteins onto people and let's see what they'll do. So they leak it. Then the patriots pick it up and go, breaking news. The Pentagon has admitted that it's involved in spraying spike proteins, and now we can expect to have people with drones and aerosolizing agents in cities across the nation. And then you have to get Fauci chiming in. It's perfectly timed. Fauci chimes in and says, if you don't get vaccinated, you're going to have a dark winter. But if you do get vaccinated, you'll spare yourself a dark winter. So then everybody starts connecting the dots. They're like, they're threatening us. Look, here's the deal. Big deal. God's got my back. My immune system's strong. I'm working with my prayer, my exercise, my health. I'm taking care of my temple. And here's the simple answer. If they come up with a way of destroying and killing me, okay. La-di-da. I'm off to another happy land. I'm going to be there with Christ and God and be going like, whatever. That's it. So, there's really I swear the deep state absolutely loves watching. I would. I used to work in information warfare. I'd be cracking up every day. I'd be coming up with like, I'm not going to say I ever did this. But let's just say, for example, like you'd say, let's drop this story and see what would happen. And then you would laugh. You're like, look at this. They actually wrote about it. I mean, seriously. So it doesn't take much. And then, of course, the whole patriot movement gets spun up. It's like, they're coming for us. And you're just like, okay, whatever. You know, here's the deal. And this is why I've said real clearly, I've heard the stories of everybody saying that, you know, there was something spread at Bard's Fest. I don't know. I can't prove that. I'm never going to say it. There's no proof. There is very possibly there was some people that were vaccinated spreading their crap that they have in them because they're carrying a 240 per times low viral load on them. And maybe that's part of it. But let's add some other things, because as Eric Napoutis said, this thing wasn't COVID. It was a flu. Of course, now we have what's called COVID pneumonia, which is completely fabricated. It's completely garbage because they never isolated whatever COVID is. And now it's become pneumonia. No, it hasn't. It is a flu with a propensity to develop pneumonia. That's what it is. And it's there. It's running around. At the end of the day, everyone's going to probably get a touch of it. So you can go right now and race down to your local pharmacy and say, okay, give me a couple jabs. I need to get caught up, and then give me that flu shot. And we'll see how that goes for you in the next 2 weeks as it settles into your body and you end up in an ICU with a ventilator hose stuck down your throat. Or you can do this and say, hey, look, number one, God's got me. And if I get sick, the only thing that's going to happen is I'm going to have to go through it a little bit and I'm going to get stronger. So I can tell you right now, my immune system is like ferocious. It is strong and I'm good. I mean, I'm back to working out. I'm sleeping well. All these things are happening, right? That's how we take care of ourselves. Don't smoke. Don't excess on coffee. Don't drink. Or if you do, very little. Get exercise going. Sleep well. Breathe real air. Boost up your immune system with supplements. Eat well. Get off fast food and processed foods. It's not difficult, right? Man, have some protocols ready. But get this going. Don't sit on the sofa and go, well, you know, I wonder if I should start my exercise program today. Maybe next week. No, now. Like tomorrow morning. And if you don't know what to do with an exercise program, it's very simple. You put on a pair of shoes. Might want to put on some clothes because I don't think walking around naked is legal in most cities. And go for a walk. Seriously. Walk where you can. Walk around the neighborhood. Walk in the park, whatever, whatever. You know that if you know, seriously, and this is a true statistics, if every American spent 10 minutes a day stretching alone, that their health would improve about 90%. Not kidding. And if you're overweight, then don't get rushed about it. Don't do like one of these crash diets. Oh, I got to lose weight in 5 weeks, 5 days, whatever. It's not going to work. Start getting control of your diet. Read on what you need to do. I can't give you all that information here. I've spent my life kind of in this, in and out of this world, because I've been heavily involved in martial arts and athletics and just taking care of myself. And I can tell you exactly what happened to me, why I felt like poo after Bard's Fest. And interesting, nobody has mentioned this, but I'm going to mention it. And everybody there got exposed to one thing. Everybody there got exposed to one horrible virulent agent. It was called the sun. Yes, patriots, the sun. The sun. The sun was there sapping your energy out with energy and sweating you out. And you were in massive heat and you were sweating and there was water around, but there was no Gatorade around to boost people's electrolytes. And I guarantee people weren't drinking enough water. So what does that lead to? It leads to dehydration, it leads to fatigue, right? Okay, so we know we had dehydration and fatigue going. We made water available, but I can tell you about, there wasn't enough of a drink. It was there for everybody. So, and I didn't drink enough. So here's my story. For 5 months, I ran on about an average of 3 to 3.5 hours of sleep a day. I drank like the equivalent of 4 quad espressos a day. I stopped doing my exercise, my workouts. I was eating like poo just bad eating habits, too much of certain things, not enough of others. I gain some weight. Then I drive out to Bard's Fest. And as I drive out, I decide that, you know, I'm doing work as I go. So, and then I decide I'm going to do the continue, going to drive as far as I can, sleep in the Jeep model, which is a ridiculous idea, but I did. So I arrive at Bard's Fest on the Thursday when we're preparing. I'm sorry, the Wednesday when we're preparing. I arrive 2 hours before we start getting the place prepared, and I don't even sleep, so I work all day. So by the time I get to Sunday night, I am run out of everything. In fact, when I the last moment that I went on stage, I literally prayed on the side and just asked God to give me the strength to finish out Bard's Fest. I was that wasted. So when you drain yourself down that much with emotional exhaustion, spiritual exhaustion, physical exhaustion, and you've done that for 5 months, lo and behold, if there's a bit of a flu out there that catches you, it's only going to complicate matters. That's my story. I have no idea whether somebody sprayed something. And if they did, okay, big deal, because I'm still here and you lost. So much of what we deal with is by our own hand. And it's just us being honest with one another. And ultimately, it's if we're honest with one another, we're being honest to God. And that's kind of where all this comes down to, is our faith has to center on Him. Okay, so let's say that they send out a million drones into the air that are going to now suddenly aerosolize spike proteins with nanotech, that when it lands on my skin, it's going to absorb into my skin, and they're going to start trying to transform me into being a transhuman. I don't know. And I don't care. Because here's what I know defeats everything. And it's my frequency, which when my tied with God, my frequency is God's frequency. My frequency is that alignment with Christ. That comes through my prayers. And if my body is, if I've worked to keep my body healthy and strong, there's nothing that's going to touch me. And if it does, then God intended it to. It's that simple. So it's really not, it's just a matter of us doing what God intends us to do, which is manage the temple. Because, by the way, we're leasing this space from Him. Right? Manage your temple. Take good care of your temple. Spiritually, physically, emotionally. De-stress. Eat well. Take care of yourself. Get your weight under control. Don't abuse the temple. Smoke. Don't smoke. Don't drink or drink little. Be responsible, feed it well, take care of it, nurture it, give it its spiritual nurturing too with your prayer and your supplication. It's pretty simple. And then add some boosting things like, you know, vitamins and some supplements that are good for you. And get that body strong and do it now because we're heading into this storm, and they're telling us it's coming. I don't know what they're going to do. Maybe it's, I mean, half the times they tell people this, they tell them and they let people get sick by themselves because people convince themselves they're going to be sick. Oh, it's going to be another pandemic. Oh no, I'm going to die of a pandemic. And then what happens? They get sick. Well, it's like, yeah, no kidding, man. Like you manifested that yourself. So have faith is what I say. Enjoy life. Spend some time together. Laugh when you can, right? You can laugh at these people. I was laughing earlier. I'm going to share this with you because I'm just crack up when I read stuff like this. So this is from Martin Geddes. And he usually writes some pretty good analysis. But tonight, the entire Australian event was described like this. It is not the people of Australia. It is the country of Australia that is a major Dracon stronghold. The global elite originally set Parliament House in Canberra on their central seat of government to rule the planet. And he goes on to say that about all the UFO bases and the Dracos that are there. And it's like, okay, I enjoyed reading that humor tonight. And so he's, apparently, the police are being deployed against the people because the lizard heads have now commanded them to and are trying to hold on to. trying to hold on to Australia. And they've got tunnels that go to South Africa and Antarctica and all this other good stuff. It's, oh man, I'm telling you. I mean, it's like when hopium fails, what do? We're going to blame aliens next. So my point is, like, this is that's crap. Okay. I don't know if it's true. I don't care if it's true. It's crap because there's no foundation for it. It's just telling a story and you're trying to put it out there like it's fact, right? I could tell you a story. We could do maybe it's the rats that are actually running the world. That comes right out of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. If you haven't read that, that's a good series. It makes you laugh. So find some time to laugh a little bit. And just enjoy life more. And as we do, you're going to find that as we start to, you do that, you're detaching from this really dark and oppressive world that they want us to believe in, which I don't. I just don't. You know, take a look at your own home. I'm willing to bet that every patriot with strong faith, if you look around your home, you're going to basically feel like you kind of live in an island. Like there's nothing that comes to your way that's bad. Your neighborhood might be falling apart. Your neighbors might go crazy, but you're kind of living in an island. Well, that should be that way because that's God's umbrella over you, right? So just enjoy life. I mean, you don't even know how long you're going to live. God has that clock. I might die tonight in my sleep. I have no idea. Not that I want to, but that's not for me to decide. You might die tomorrow morning. You might get up and stub your toe, and then all of a sudden that you stub your toe and you find out your whole leg is going to fall off, and then you die all of a sudden right there. I have no idea, right? And of course, by the way, if that happens, they're going to say you died of COVID anyway, so don't worry about it. It's all good. Everyone's going to die of COVID. So just enjoy life and move your life to a place where what you do, you are passionate about and enjoy. That was part of tonight's discussion earlier about right work. I love doing what I do. I truly do. And as fatigued as I was and tired as I was, it is a place where you literally have to, I enjoyed every bit of it, as exhausted as I was, because it's a fight. But even here's the thing that you probably don't know, is in the middle of battle, real battle, you still find time to laugh, okay? Because it's what keeps your sanity. I've in the gunfights I've been in, I'm telling you right now, every time we found some time to laugh at something stupid, like the Chechenian that shot at me and missed me and hit the steel pole above my, about 6 inches above my head with a long-range sniper rifle. But it cracked us up. It's like, well, what do you know? You missed, right? It's just part of being alive. And if you can't get that spice in life to be able to laugh in the face of evil, evil will control you. David did not bow to evil. In fact, he mocks evil as he stands in front of him. And as he mocks evil, he then ends up destroying evil relentlessly and ruthlessly. That's how we have to be. Walk with that strength of Christ. Don't let any of this other garbage affect you. And I saw somebody post tonight that I'm wearing a red sweater like I'm talking like Mr. Rogers. No, I'm not. I'm telling you advice that keeps you alive. I'm telling you advice that in the middle of war, if you don't to find a place to breathe and take care of yourself, you will destroy yourself more than the enemy will. Okay? And that's what the enemy's doing, is they're getting in too many people's heads and they're making people believe their stupid narratives and they're using the fear to get inside when we have everything we need to win. We've got God, and through our love of Christ, we have the elevation of our frequencies. If we are raising to God's frequencies, there's nothing they can do to you. Okay, so they can make you feel a little uncomfortable. I'm sure that Christ didn't exactly enjoy getting the heck whipped out of him and hammered to the cross, But he understood very well what was happening, that he had nothing to worry about. And he told us, follow me and they will persecute you. I'm paraphrasing. So don't let them get in your head. That's the whole thing. Just enjoy life. And when they do come, there isn't to say that you won't have moments of rage if they come, but make it righteous indignation, not vengeance. And make sure that when you do, you know, the great thing of a great warrior, as he raises his battle axe, he can laugh at the enemy and say, okay, whatever happens next, one of us isn't going to make it, but I know where I'm going to go. Have that confidence in God. Trust in him that much. And most of these problems go away because once you detach from their craziness, they've got nothing. They really do. They're so weak, these people. You know? I mean, so I'll kind of finish with this. Like, let's say that there's a bunch of lizard heads out here. You find out all of a sudden when they take off their masks and they're right before you, it's like, you're going to run away in fear? No, actually, what they're going to end up doing is if you stand to them, they're going to have to bow, believe it or not. And if they don't, just take your damn axe and put it right through their head and be done with it and keep moving. Because, you know, guess what? If they're an actual lizard head, nobody in the court of law is going to stop you from killing the damn thing. So just do it. Be fearless, right? So that's the mentality you have to have. And with that, there's no fear. There's nothing. And it's just a very calm walk that, you know, every day, there's days that feel heavier than others, of course. But when that happens, like reach over and go, hey, look at this. Look at this amazing book. It's an amazing book. And I have one right here. And it's one you all should have. And you won't believe what it's called. You open it up and it's called the Holy Bible. There you go. Start reading. You need to begin on page one and then go from there. Pretty simple. It's the best news in the whole world. It's the only good news we've got going because it's the only story that's real about what we're dealing with. The Holy Bible, God's Word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this time that we are together. And thank you for the continuous assembly of people that come together to listen, to share, and to build fellowship as we do. Lord, in this time when we are, so many are cowering to fear and hesitating to be involved, we just pray that the strength will give to them to stand up, to be bold, to be heard. We're grateful, and I do say this honestly, Lord, that we are grateful for the strength of the many women in this time who have had the courage to make those stands, to stand up in the public eye, to challenge school boards, to defy the government. But what we really pray for is the strength of the men to come back and return to their role as head of the household. And so we pray for the men to have the strength to be men, and not being men that first turn to the sword of steel, but being men who turn to the courage of the sword of the Spirit to lead and to lead their families and to lead their communities and to do so with that strength of Christ in their heart that gives them the unwavering courage to confront evil and to hold that line and make it clear that there no one shall pass. So, Lord, we pray for the families. We pray for the men to lead their households. We are grateful for the strength of the women in this time. And we ask that you'll continue to elevate us all in this fight with clarity and direction to keep our eyes on the cross and keep our eyes away from the stupid narratives that continue to be flooded into people's thoughts. And we say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. So there we go. A nice Friday night. And some things to reflect upon. I will tell you honestly that since Bard's Fest, my focus has really been local to me, local to my home, local to my community. And I'm sharing that because I really feel that there's a big part of that that came from Bard's Fest, that as we were looking out, we now have to look local. And there is a bit of an urgency that I feel just to share with you that we need to be prepping. Don't waste time. Don't waste time taking care of your body temple. Don't waste time getting your garden prepped. Don't waste time getting food prepped. Don't waste time getting your spiritual foundations in the house. You know, I've literally put, I've got a Bible in the Jeep. I've got a Bible at my desk. I've got a Bible in my backpack. I've got a Bible next to my bed. I put Bibles all over the house because I don't know where I'm going to need one. And that's as important to me as my bushcraft knife, as my fly fishing pole, as my sleeping bag, and whatever else I have, right? Just as some examples. So focus. Get that preparation with God center in everything. And get solid because the storm is coming. We hear that, but this is different. This is a big one. It's going to hit. They're trying to execute food shortages. They're trying to create panic. They're going to try to elevate. Everybody that's going to start dropping dead from this injection is going to be blamed on the unvaxxed. Whatever. We know where we stand. They're going to make all sorts of threats of coming to your door. Whatever. As I said earlier, it's very simple. Stay off my property. Stay out of my way. Get out of my face. You can believe what you want. You want to shoot yourself up with this death shot, that's your choice, but don't cross those boundaries with me. And make sure that you're focused on getting the family strong. If a family member right now is feeling down or feeling like there's no hope, we got to get them up. Because there is all sorts of hope. God's got this. But God doesn't have this if we can't stand and be strong and be fearless. And fear is that enemy. Fear is that sin that we cannot avoid, that we cannot afford. Don't let them shake you. That's all they want to do, because when they can shake you with fear, they separate your connection with God. It's that simple. When they shake you with rage, they separate you from God. When they shake you with anxiety, they separate you from God. Keep a true path. Have time to laugh. Make sure you laugh at them, because they're worth it sometimes. They give you good reason to laugh. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent, always press into the fight. This is a wonderful time to be alive. Prayers are our foundation and our connection to God, and they're our connection with one another. Don't underrate that last statement. God is with us. He'll never forsake us unless we're dumb enough to forsake him. That's the only problem, and we've seen that a lot. So we know as a remnant that that's never going to happen. At least we hope not, because during those times when we get most stressed is when people usually turn to God and ask him, like, how come you're doing this to me? That's not the right question. No matter what your moment is, whatever comes upon you, ask God this question. How do you want me to move? How do you want me to execute? How do you want me to tactically respond? That's what we ask. Get rid of the guilt thing. Repent each day to relieve that guilt. Use that as a power to stand back up and face your enemy relentlessly and never bow to that evil. God's going to win this thing. But the beautiful part about this is God is working through us, and we have a big part in this victory. And hold that with a badge of honor. That's why he has us here. So have a blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow evening. Tomorrow night for Fishers of Men only. So Saturday and Sunday, just Fishers of Men at night. So I'll see you tomorrow night. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Thank you. Good night. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to life. Sets down over the hill where the lost got found, reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away. Safe place to hide from the rain.